Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Proverbs podcast. This is part two of the testimony. As you all may know by now, my name is Jaquise Price and I am your podcaster. On the first episode of the testimony, I discussed how important our testimony is not only for ourselves, but for others. We often take for granted the season where God is shaping us into the person that He wants us to be. This season is a season where if you give up, you will not see the promise that God has for you. I am super excited to get back into my own testimony. So I believe I left off being sick, overweight, and again, jobless. But remember, I read to you Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5 says, "But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us." We have to make sure that we are finding our peace in God and not in our circumstances. So with my testimony, of course, you all are getting a shortened version. Just know that the shenanigans were and are still abound. So even though I know God was working on my behalf in the background, there was a certain point in life where I noticed that my story began to change. My life did not begin to change solely because I believed in God. My life also didn't begin to change because I could hear God. My life began to change when I began to obey God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto the one that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obeyed him." So there are two things that I pull from these verses. The first one is, we learn obedience through our sufferings. But the second thing I pulled from this was, what if Jesus would have given up? Where would we be if he had felt that what he was going through was too much? But to continue, so I've attended the same church since I was very young, and my husband comes from a different denomination in a family who is full of pastors and musicians and things of that, but yet we still did not have a church home. I remember telling my husband, "You need to either find us a church or I am going back home," which would have been my childhood church. I wanted to take a quick moment to give a big shout out to my church, Christian Faith Fellowship Church, with Bishop Darrell and Pastor Pamela Hines. I love them so much. And their leadership is unmatched. Having a church home is so important, and you'll begin to understand why in episode one, I told you that it is essential in your walk with God and to help you build your faith. So we began to attend church regularly, and the word spoke to us and ministered to us through our leadership. We began to tithe every week. We would tithe over any bill that is due. We tithe over any other need that we may have, because what belongs to God belongs to God, and He will work everything else out. Remember that the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive." Now hear me. When you begin to obey God, your situation will not automatically change. There is still work that needs to be done. As a matter of fact, your situation might get worse. Remember, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. This is in Matthew 4. And this is after he had been fasting and praying for 40 days. The question becomes, will you fail the test? Believe me when I say, if you stay the course and you trust God, you will not be disappointed. One of the things that my husband and I decided to do when we began our dedicated walk with God was to get off of social media. There is going to be a time and a place in life where you will need to quiet everything around you so that you can hear God clearly. As we got comfortable in our regular attendance at church, the Lord revealed to me that the enemy would use my daughter to try and stop me from the path that I was on. I did not understand, but I prayed. Fast forward a few months, and my daughter had what we will just call a teenage moment. She ended up moving in with her biological father because of the ability to do whatever she wanted, when she wanted. In our home, we did not compromise structure and discipline. My husband and I struggled greatly in this season. I didn't know how to not be a mom. But during this time, this was the first time since I had become a mother that I was able to focus on myself. I began to figure out not only who I was, but who I was in Christ. So yet while I was hurting, I was also healing. While my daughter was gone, I enrolled in Midwest Bible College. I had previously signed up in, I believe it was 2017 or 2018, but everything that I read felt like I was reading a different language, and so I failed to follow through. But this time, I began to fly through the work. I felt like every lesson would line up with the messages at church. During this time, I not only realized that not only could I hear God, but I was one of his prophets. I never understood why I had seen certain things or knew certain things, and I could never understand why I felt things so deeply. I just want to take a moment to say, while things feel like they are falling apart, God is revealing himself and his plan. When you are in a tough season, it is hard to see where God is taking you, but you must let his word guide you. You don't need to have all of the answers. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Time was moving, but I was still struggling with my daughter not being home. But in the middle of the night, God showed me Matthew chapter 10, verse 37, which says, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." This instantly changed me. This was a big turning point for me. God promised me he would take care of my daughter. And so with that, I began to heal even more. And I had to trust his word and do his will. To speed up my testimony a bit, time passed and my husband and I began to get involved in ministry. I had also completed my associate's and bachelor degree in biblical studies. Now keep in mind, our circumstances had not really changed drastically, but our view towards our circumstances had changed. Our trust in God led us and not fear. During the season that we were in, my husband and I had opened two different businesses, both of which we could not get off of the ground. At the top of 2024, I heard God say audibly and so clearly to shut the businesses down. after going through so much, I can't explain to you how deeply this hurt and how hard I cried. But what did I do? I went online and I shut both businesses down. There are some pieces of my story that I would love to share, and it would kind of help tie everything together. But at this time, I have to withhold that information because I am still on assignment. But in the future, I am so excited to share more detail. But to continue, remember when I say that just because you are walking in obedience, it doesn't mean that you won't experience hardships. You just need to trust God and know that He has everything under control. During this time of obedience, there was a moment where the enemy tried to have my husband shoot me while he was asleep. Yes, shoot me while he was asleep. We have many firearms in our home, most of which are kept in cases and safes. But there is one that my husband carries to walk our dog in the middle of the night. For a few days, it was on his nightstand, and I just kept feeling like I should put it away, but I ignored the feeling. Of course, this was God trying to warn me. One night, while I was up in the middle of the night writing something that the Lord had placed in my spirit, I heard God say, "Take the clip out of the gun and put it in the safe." I ignored it and kept doing what I was doing. Again, God said, "Take the clip out of the gun and put it in the safe." I again ignored it and kept writing. Now this time, audibly, God said, "Take the clip out of the gun and put it in the safe." This terrified me. I shook my husband out of his sleep and said, "Take the clip out of the gun and put it in the safe," as it was on his nightstand. Of course, he woke up. He did it immediately, but then a bit scared, he said, "What's going on?" Now, I've learned that everyone doesn't always understand what I am hearing and or seeing. They may be a little more fearful if I reveal what I hear, so I don't often share. So I told my husband, "Don't worry about it. I will tell you later." He laid back down and waited for a second and said, "Well, can I tell you something?" Of course, I said, "Yes, you sure can." He said, "Something was touching my hand in my sleep." I looked at him in amazement and shared what the Lord had said. The enemy was trying to get my husband to shoot me while he was asleep. My husband is not a small man, and it would have been relatively easy for him to remove the safety from the gun and discharge it, even while he was asleep, just based off of his strength. The Bible says in Isaiah 54 that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. It never says that weapons won't form, but it does say they won't prosper. The enemy will come along and try to set up all types of snares and traps, but God has already made a way out. But you have to keep in mind, if we don't listen to Him, we risk our own lives. On the contrary, if we pay attention, He will make sure that we have a way out, just like He did for Paul so many times. He has already lowered us down the wall in a basket, just like Paul was in Acts 9. When you begin to realize who you are in Christ, you will begin to encounter more attack. This is because when you realize who you are in Christ, you become more powerful. You are more of a threat to the plans of the enemy. But remember that the enemy has already been defeated, and we just have to heed the word of the Lord and live our lives according to His purpose. After this, my husband and I were almost in three separate accidents where we should have been hit, but you can see exactly where the hand of God intervened. they were accidents where there was no explanation as to why we were not hurt or not hit. But we know that it was God. As we go through life and encounter setbacks, heartache, pain, sadness, loss, and so on, remember that as a servant of Christ, you will endure many hard times. If God told us what we would go through for his namesake, we probably would run the other way. In 2 Corinthians verses 11, 23 through 33, Paul describes what he has been through for the sake of the gospel. I'm going to take a moment to read those verses to you. Again, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 33. And they say, "Are they servants of Christ? I am more. I have worked much harder, been imprisoned more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all of the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? I must boast. I will boast of the things that show my weaknesses. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city of the Damascens guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in a basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands." But remember, whatever you go through in life, God has already made a plan for you to get through. So you might ask, where is life changing? During all of this, I can say my husband and I never needed a thing. God has always taken care of us. While we may not have been in the overflow, we were absolutely fine. With my job loss, my husband was increased through his job just enough to cover the loss that was there. Not enough to buy us a yacht, but enough to sustain. We had not realized we were carried through a difficult situation. Not led, but carried. When God sends you someone, and hear me when I say when God sends you someone, they will walk through the fire with you. One of the books of the Bible that truly changed my life was Daniel. Daniel praised God regardless of the threat on his life. He stayed in constant praise and worship, and he refused to worship an idol god, even at the threat of losing his life. So through our consistent worship, praise, and obedience, even though my husband and I were in the fire, like Daniel and the 3 Hebrew boys, we were not burned. We don't even smell like smoke. When I found this Daniel-like worship in myself, the tide started to turn. I don't care what you say to me or what you do to me. I will always praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" So fast forward again. We had a prophet by the name of Marcus Thomas come to our church for a revival. Now, I wasn't expecting to hear anything. My husband, on the other hand, was constantly receiving prophecies which are still coming to pass. But that's another series. Again, I didn't expect to hear anything. In fact, I heard God say, "You can literally hear me. What are you looking for?" At the beginning of service, as we prayed, I told God I would go where He wanted me to go and I would do what He wanted me to do. But just please protect me, considering the things that we had just gone through. I heard God speak audibly and say, "It is done." At some point in the service, I went up to be with my husband. And Prophet Thomas said a few things. But one thing that he said, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing, God said, "If I do it for you, will you stay faithful to me? Everything that you've been praying for, will you stay faithful to me?" And he goes on to say this, and he said it was something that only I would understand. But then he stopped and he looked up and said, 100 angels had just entered the room. I knew that this was the protection that I had asked for. And I praise God and I thank God for that. But guess what, guys? We still were not out of the woods yet. Again, while God was keeping us, we still weren't where we wanted to be. We still were dealing with our daughter not being at home. We were still continuously praying for her safety. I was still overweight and sick. But catch this, with my mind stayed on God, we did not give up. Here is another part of the season where we began to see the shift. So one day, my husband and I went to look at a car that I had my eye on. It was a very expensive vehicle. When I went home, I said, "God, I want that car, but I want it for a discounted price. That is way too much." God said, "Okay. Oh, and stop using your handicap sticker." That was so random to me, but I said, "Okay." Literally the next day, I began to have a lupus flare-up. I went to the store and I parked in an available spot, which happened to be pretty far away. Now, my flares make it hard for me to breathe and it makes my walking very painful. But guess what I did not do? I did not use that handicap sticker. This was a test. Now, fast forward again. We're in around maybe the summertime, and I'm still sick, but this time I was really sick. And my blood work had come back unexplainably bad. As I sat at the doctor's office for a checkup, the doctor was so confused as to what could be causing this flare. But I heard God say, "Tell the doctor you are okay." I was in so much pain, and I was so tired. But I said, "Doctor, I'm fine." So we continued to attend church. We continued to serve. We continued to tithe. And we continued to be obedient. Fast forward to my next appointment. It was about 6 months later. And right before, a few days prior, I went and got my usual blood work done. Also, during this time frame of that 6 months, I was also losing weight. My test results began to come through the medical app. And the two tests that had always come back horrible, and the two tests that were horrible on my last appointment, came back regular. When I went in for my checkup, you can see the sheer confusion on my doctor's face. But all I could think was but God. God wants to heal us. God wants to increase us. And God wants to take care of us. And all He wants us to do is obey Him. When God heals us or does whatever He does for us, He just wants us to continue to obey Him. And just like Jesus told the man in Luke 8, verse 39, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." I am so grateful that God has done so much for me and for my family. And this is me telling you how much God has done. I am so grateful that I have not used my handicap sticker since God told me to stop, and I don't need it. And do you all remember that job that fired me for being sick? Well, after years of waiting for the EEOC to investigate, we received an almost six-figure settlement. But wait, you would think that we would be able to pay off all of our debt, maybe take a vacation or two, right? No, God told us to sow into the kingdom, and we did just that. We already knew that God had shown us He would take care of us. We did everything that God told us to do with that money. He didn't want us to think that that was our breakthrough. In reality, it was just a seed, and it was also a test of our obedience. I can hear a lot of people saying, "You sold all of that money into the kingdom," and yes, pretty much majority of that money we did. We paid a few bills, but we did exactly what God told us to do, and it was the most amazing feeling. And yes, we did get to travel, but guess what? It was all kingdom related. Most people would fail the test here, but we knew that we had to keep going. God did not stop there either. At the top of this year, while my daughter was out of our care, we received a call saying that she was in a car accident. When we got to the hospital, the cop described the accident scene and said that our daughter shouldn't even have made it out. I could see the tears begin to form in the cop's eyes. My daughter had said right before the crash, her radio switched to a man that said, "It's time for you to obey God." Her biological father said that when she had called him, he could hear someone in the background praying over her. Just so you all are aware, there was no one else at the scene. There was no one there before the cops arrived. I knew that this praying person was actually an angel. And I know that because we had obeyed God, He kept His promise and He kept my daughter safe. And I am so grateful for that. But my daughter is now back home. She's just graduated high school and she is headed off to college in the fall. While God has done so many amazing things for us, we are still in the thick of our testimony. But God has shown us so many great things. And so we say yes to His will and we will continue to wait patiently. I want to encourage everyone who are in the midst of a storm. God has not left you. God has not forgotten about you. The reality is, God is carrying you. I just want to encourage you all to stay faithful. And remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I just want to leave you all with a few more verses. And this is going to be in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. The verses say, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Amen. Signing off episode 3 of the Proverbs podcast. This is Jaquise Price. Blessings to you all.